When you were going to fill a jug, oh sure, with something, did you always pour it right in the jug, or did you put something at the top of the jug?
Filling it. Filling
a jug or a bottle? Or
with anything?
Uh-huh.
Well, funnel, use filling vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a funnel there, filling vinegar jug or water. So those springs there, and I'm speaking most of our ranch there, we just hold a jug under the pipe and water running out. But in coal oil or vinegar such as that, use a funnel. Molasses barrel, I don't really think we ever had a molasses in that. In some places you'd have a molasses barrel with a spigot on it. That's what they'd be. They always call those vinegar spigots. Like we mentioned there this morning, your syrup, your sorghums came in usually gallon or half gallon cans with a lid on. Just never poured it different into anything. Just dip out of that bucket. Or pour it, not out of the bucket into a pitcher on the table, but out in camp when it's on the chuck wagon, we just dip right out of the bucket. Skim off the mold a lot of times. Mold form on top.
You mentioned that your sister got up the aisle and took lessons.
That was the sister, I introduced you to that. I'd like to have her over here for a while because she could have gave you quite a lot of this information. She's 3 years younger than I.
Did you ever have one of those musical instruments that you put your mouth and
juice harp?
The juice harp, was that one?
That's the one you hit there. We used to have them. I never did learn to play one of them.
How about the one that you blow on?
Mouth organs or...
They call us anything else?
Let's see, what is it? Harmonica, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Harmonica or mouth organs, all I've ever heard of.
You're familiar with French harp for that, is that?
Yes, there were sometimes. You didn't hear it spoken that much, so it was either mouth organs or usually, but just spoke that. Yes, if you have a bunch of group of cowboys around the campfire, you usually have one that'd be playing one of those. I never did learn to play much, I played low on them. Pardon me. Go ahead.
I got so I can play Old Black Joe, as far as I can go.
Home Sweet Home, I got to where I can play that pretty good. It's just not musically inclined. But the juice harp, I never heard but one person play one of those, and there's one teacher's I went to in grade school.
You don't see those anymore.
I haven't seen one.
I've been looking for one for my little girls. I thought they'd probably get a big
I hadn't thought of it, but I haven't seen one for...
Used to be in every novelty store. Was there a store in town or in one of the towns around here where they sold all sorts of cheap things?
Like your 10-cent storage thing, huh? No, about all you'd find in those early day stores, just a general store.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have your groceries on one side and your dry goods on the other.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all you not a novelty store like we'd think of it today.
When those first came in, did they have any special term for them?
First I heard was the 10-cent store.
It was a racket store.
You're right. It was a racket store too. I think that came from a name, a man named Racket.
Oh.
It started one of those stores. Now, it's something like your Woolworth store.
Uh-huh.
It's right, yes, the Racket store is opened up quite often. And I always understood that this man started that, the name of Racket.
Oh.
Now, maybe as wrong as I can be.
Uh-huh.
And it was, that was kind of a common store there for a few years. I haven't heard it spoken of for a long time now.
I never heard the term when I never heard it.
I said, Racket's right.
On your wheel, after the hub and the spokes, there was a wooden piece.
Feller.
And then the steel part on?
That's the rim.
Uh-huh.